Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
He's no stranger to this radio station. We've had him in various capacity over the past, the past 8 months that I've certainly been here. And it's always bearing good news. And once again, he's here on the eve of the second ages taking place in Cape Town. Ian Banner, good morning, sir.
And a very good morning to you and the team.
What an exciting time we're heading for. I mean, when you first told everybody, and I remember you and I chatting about this, about you bringing the summit to Cape Town, people were like, oh, this is great for the city, huh? But is it sustainable? Because the whole theme is sustainability. And here we are. It's time for the second one.
Yes, and what's important, Ryan, as you'll recall, this is all part of the purpose strategy that supports the ultimate staging of formerly Cape Town, which... Yeah. You know, I realized that just doing the race wasn't enough. We had to create impact. We had to try and help contribute to changing South Africa. Mm. So together with our partners, VUCA, who are doing a fantastic job, we created Africa's Green Economy Summit. The acronym is AGES. And in our first year last year, we had 351 delegates. We should have somewhere between 500 and 600 people this year. More importantly, perhaps, we've got $1 billion of pipeline of green economy investment opportunity and over 30 major institutions from all over the world coming to connect global capital with African green economy opportunity.
Sure. You've created this opportunity for Africa to come together here and talk about the way forward, to plot the way forward. And ultimately, and this was always going to be a part of the plan, as you mentioned, was then to have the celebration. And the celebration was Formula E. Now, we know that it hasn't disappeared completely, that we are still going to have this in Cape Town. The city's ready as ever to have this year again. So the focus will obviously be on 2025 and thereabouts. But this is, in terms of hosting this in Cape Town, you could have chosen anywhere in the world, right, to host this. And knowing that maybe the Formula E wasn't going to take place this year here, you could have moved it. You could have gone, well, this is an opportunity for me to take this summit and go to Lagos or go wherever. You've kept it here.
Absolutely. It's all about building momentum and having laid a base and a foundation last year, and we had a very good response, fortunately. You know, for example, John Room, who was the director for climate change for the World Bank, he's now director of sustainable infrastructure for South Asia. John has helped us shape the program in the first year, and he's helping us again this year. He lands this morning. John's an amazing guy. This is a Cape Townian also giving back a little bit because we know we've got to help build this country. There's so much good stuff happening. Sure. And this is an example of an idea that we've stuck with and we're building. And just imagine this, Ryan. It's no exaggeration. There's over $1 billion. That's 20 billion rands worth of investment opportunity. The funders are there. If just 5% of that funding lands with the projects, that's over R1 billion of economic impact, of direct investment into the economy, which in itself will push through more investment. If 20% lands, that's R4 billion worth of investment. Sure. This is year two. I've always said my manifestation is that this has the potential to become the green economy equivalent of the mining indaba. You know, the mining indaba has been going for, what, 15 years? Yeah. I don't know how many years, but a long time.
Yes.
10,000 people this year roll into Cape Town. Significant business is done. It's a hot ticket.
It
people
is.
Want to come here.
Yeah.
We're trying to do the same, not just for South Africa, but particularly for Southern Africa and the rest of Africa. Yeah. This is an African initiative.
Absolutely. Ian, beyond this, obviously there's a legacy that this is now laying the foundation to. There's so much happening in this year as it is. And again, I think of some exciting projects later on in this year that we'll talk about. It's got nothing to possibly do with what we're doing now. But there was a couple of things just very quickly I want to talk about. The president mentioned in his State of the Nation address, there was a big piece on green and on Africa going green and the investment to go green. And I'll never forget you saying that the vision for a Cape Town or a vision for a Western Cape would have and see green vehicles being built here. And it was at a time when no one was talking about it. And we weren't talking about cars here. We were talking about trucks, buses, buckies.
Yes.
And the president touched on it in the State of the Nation address. So this is definitely a fast becoming a reality that it's going to happen here.
Well, the thing is, as I've said before, perhaps on your show, you just take Cape Town. You've got the city of Cape Town and you've got the province of the Western Cape. Mm. Their government garages between them have close to 10,000 vehicles. And they have white papers mandating that by 2025, which is next year, 50% of those vehicles should be green. It's not going to happen because the access to market hasn't happened yet, but it will happen. Yes. And I can tell you, it's buckies that we're talking about. Yeah. We're talking about utility vehicles. We're talking about efficiency. And what people, there's a couple of sort of big elephants in the room around this subject. One of them is, oh, you're going to draw all the power from the grid. That's nonsense. No. You're going to put up solar power capacity. You're going to charge with that. You're going to store it in batteries, and you're going to be AFER away. And your operating costs are going to halve. The first electric taxis have arrived.
Sure.
These green Mambas. Wow. They're magnificent, beautiful vehicles. They look like a normal vehicle.
Sure.
And there's some very innovative ways. They're more expensive, so they're finding ways of financing the battery separately, which make them cost comparative with ICE vehicles, internal combustion vehicles. So much going on, very exciting. And the Ages Summit takes place, thanks to you, at Century City. You introduced me to Gary and the team. And we're there again next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is our, let's call it our fun recreational day where people connect and develop their relationships.
Amazing. I look forward to having you back in possibly a week and a bit's time once the conference has come and gone to have, and the summit's come and gone, for you to be able to bring some insight as to what happened over the course of the summit.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.